It's the Hedonistic Way podcast.
It's a way of life.
It tastes like freedom.
It's the most divine microcosm.
Mind blowing.
It's a revolution.
Heart wide open.
Liberated love.
It's liberated love.
Conscious conversations.
Conscious conversations.
The exhilarated expansion of self.
Sacred sexuality. Call it whatever you like.
All I know. It feels amazing.
It's the most decadent way. It's the most decadent way to live life.
Intimate and intuitive conversations with epic humans who are disrupting the status quo and living a life with stereo untypical success. Hello, welcome to the Hedonistic Way Show. I am Renee Main, and I'm going to ask you a question. What do you see? How do you feel? What gets activated in you when you see someone in their fullest of expression? When you see someone speaking their truth? When you see someone in their full power, feeling amazing, with pleasure rippling out throughout their veins? What do you see? Because what we see in others is really a reflection of what's and how we feel, what's going on within our own relationship to intimacy, pleasure, sex, and how we feel about that. So, for example, some people will read my words or look at the images that, you know, I share online, and I share vulnerably online, I share openly online, and a lot of what I say can, you know, it can be piercing. And some people agree, some people don't agree. And something that I've had to get really okay with is speaking my truth and knowing that not everyone's going to agree. Some people are going to hate it. Some people are going to despise me. I'm probably going to piss people off. However, that's not my responsibility to worry or be concerned about how it lands for someone else, because the intention in my heart, in our hearts, when it's pure, when it's done from a place of love and passion and innocence in its purity, in its fierceness, then that's all we can really honor, right? And that's our job is done, so to speak. So what I've noticed, though, is how it lands, it says more about our own relationship with our pleasure. So say, for example, if someone hears my, and I'm repeating myself again, I started and then detoured, so forgive me, is if someone sees an image or shares, you know, or reads my words online, if someone sees someone who's like, wow, okay, like she looks sexy or she's oozing sexual power or sexual energy, and some people will go, I just don't get what you do. Like, I don't get what you do. And that's totally okay, because their relationship to life, to pleasure, to sex is totally different. You know, for me, when I speak, when I share, when I post photos of myself, it's done from a place of absolute embodiment. And the images that I do share reflect how I feel in that moment. And sometimes it might be in full sexual power. Sometimes I'm like crying with gratitude. Sometimes I feel really fierce and fearless. And sometimes I'm fucking broken and I'm in tears. But what people see says more about them. And what the invitation is here is probably what I want to speak to is twofold, is what do you see when you see someone in their fullness? What gets activated within? Because that is an inquiry and an opportunity for us to get radically honest with where we're really at in that moment and what's alive and potentially areas that we need to melt into or work on, do some healing around, right? Now, the other side of the coin, the flip side to this is really about where are you holding yourself back in fear of what other people think, what other people are going to say. If I show up like this, if I speak like this, what are people going to say? You know, and I really want to say, you know, saying to someone the other night is no one, most people don't care. Most people don't care. They'll just go, oh, that's just Renee doing her thing, right? And some people will get activated by it. Some people will go, oh, wow, that landed. Thank you. I really needed to hear that today. Other people will be triggered by it. Other people will feel absolutely numb to it. And I find it really interesting because, you know, it's funny when, for me, the work that we do, everything I speak to, and I speak to a lot of things, you know, like, The whole essence of this show is self, spirit, sex, and service. And, you know, I speak a lot to the toxic feminine. I speak a lot to kink. I speak a lot to flavors. I speak a lot to what's taboo. Because I really want to normalize the parts of ourselves that we all fear, that we all feel, and maybe fear, you know, that we all try to ignore, that we don't feel comfortable and confident in asking or speaking out loud. So I do feel unafraid to go there most times. And some people will view everything that I speak to is, and some people will see only sex, right? I had someone ask me a few weeks back, all you do is teach people how to please themselves. And I'm like, well, yeah, maybe I guess. But how you think and what you think that looks like is probably very different to what happens. What happens inside sessions in the temples is really not about teaching people how to have better sex, right? Or teaching people how to fuck their partner better, more fiercely, experience more orgasms. What we're really passionate about is our relationship to ourselves. And yes, sex and pleasure is a window, right? How we show up in the bedroom, our relationship to our own sex and intimacy is a snippet and a reality check to what's happening in our lives in every single area. So yes, do we speak to pleasure? Do we speak to sex? Absolutely. Do we speak to sex? Absolutely. However, we do it from a perspective of feeling alive from the inside out, cultivating a transpersonal relationship to pleasure with ourselves, whereby it's a way of life. Right? It's a way of life. It's really important to us that we put a realistic and sustainable spin and build relationships on how we see pleasure, how we feel about sex. Because every part that we're numb to, every part that we feel shame, the suppression that we hold on to, that grips us, that guilts us, that we're ashamed of, that we're afraid of, that we feel shyness around, that we neglect and ignore. That is all unhealed parts to ourselves. They are wounds within ourselves that need to be met in order for us to live in our fullness. So not everyone needs to post images of themselves in, you know, feeling sexy, feeling amazing, in lingerie, naked, like whatever it is. Not everyone wants to bang like a fucking porn star. Not everyone wants to have big, long, orgasmic sex all the time. But fuck, everyone deserves to feel good in life. Everyone needs to and deserves to feel fullness and feel nourished in life. Everyone needs to feel included. Everyone needs to be equal. Everyone deserves to feel courage and strong and warm and worthy and show up in the world in a way that they feel confident and at peace with themselves. They get to love themselves. That's what matters. That's what we teach. And anything that unfolds from that is a bonus. Right? People might, you know, come into, you know, women might come into our space and want to learn how to relate to their partner again, to want to be intimate with their partners again. But guess what the work is? The work is on them. The work is on the relationship with themselves. It's not about 10 ways to seduce a man. It's about melting in and cultivating a deep love with self, a deep knowing. Activating our relationship with Eros, with pleasure, to feel alive from the inside out, and then tuning into the aliveness and where we want to go from that and what that looks like. That's what's important. That's what matters. So what is your relationship with sex? What is your relationship with pleasure? What is the aliveness right now? What do you see? What do you want to celebrate? What do you want to deepen into? And if there's a part of you that's saying, I am open with pleasure, I can feel, I am sexually alive, I am empowered, I celebrate other people, I've got nothing to do in this area, and I call bullshit. Because there is always something that we can melt into. There is always something that we can soften into. There is always an aliveness, right? And sometimes we use that, oh, I've been there, done that, I know this. We use that as an excuse to not go deeper. That's avoidance. That's a distraction. That, my friend, is resistance. Because we are constantly evolving in this beautiful journey. And no matter where we are, where what we've been through, what we've done, what we know, how does pleasure feel like in your body right now? What does intimacy feel like in your body right now? Can you soften into it a little bit more and a little bit more? And know that you are exactly where you're meant to be, following the aliveness, following the hum. And that is where we find ourselves. That is where we get to make love to the moment. That is all that really matters. You matter. Your relationship to yourself, to intimacy, to sex, to pleasure, to God, to the universe, to the divine, to others. It all matters. And if you really want to deepen into this and melt into this, I invite you into Karma Soma, the 5-week journey that will absolutely rewrite your relationship with intimacy, deepen your relationship with intimacy, no matter where you are on the scale, what you've done. We will open up to a deeper knowing, a deeper sense of self. And I can't wait to share this with you. So I'm going to pop the link in the show notes. And I really hope that I will see you inside Karma Soma. From my cosmic heart to your cosmic heart, big, bold, beautiful love. And I will speak to you really soon. Bye for now.